Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Chris Finch tore his patellar tendon yesterday after Mike Conley ran into him on the sideline late in Game 4 before the Timberwolves swept the Suns.
What do you think about that Suns team? They stink.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That did not work out.
Every player that Heat Nation wanted to come here at some point,
It worked out here, though.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. It would have to be. If they don't get swept by Boston with no Jimmy Butler and no Terry Rozier, there's no way if Eric Spoelstra has Kevin Durant
right. That
they're getting swept by anybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. They would have been probably up 2-1 in this series at this point.
Is there something with KD? Can't win an OKC, goes to an already established team, wins, and then he leaves and can't win again.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't win a championship in OKC, but he was an MVP. They did go to the finals, and that was a young team. That was young Russ. That was young Harden. It's not like he didn't have success. That's an entire era that was dominated by basically the Miami Heat. I mean, and after that, there's an entire era that had to run into the Golden State Warriors, who says they wouldn't have won titles. I look back at that time with the Miami Heat and the Big Three, and I look at that Pacers team, and I go, had the Heat not existed, that Pacers team was going to run over people because they were just so
big. Roy Hibbert?
They were so big and so tall and so long, and young Paul George was very good. That was a really good team. You know, they probably end up winning a title at some point.
But you can't do that with Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. Like, there's too many examples now. Like, you cannot rewrite. Like, now you know his legacy, don't you? I mean – the only two championships were with a team that probably would have had those championships with or without him.
Yeah,
and when he tried to do it in OKC, while they were great and they were young, they didn't. And when he was in Brooklyn, that was a disaster.
Yeah.
That cost Steve Nash his future coaching career.
But this has been an
absolute disaster in Phoenix. Absolute disaster.
But do you look at like Karl Malone's career and go, yeah, he never won the big one, so I don't consider him a...
Understood. Karl Malone, Michael Jordan. Like, I get it. Barkley, same thing.
Right.
Like, I understand that. I'm just saying we've anointed Kevin Durant as one of the great champions, and I think it's kind of flawed.
Have we anointed him as a great champion or all-time scorer? Because every time you talk about KD, the label is... all-time scorer, and that he is, because no one can create a shot quite like he could, because he's 7 foot but can play at the perimeter and he can dribble like a point guard and he can get whatever he wants. I think we've always said he's an all-time scorer. Is his legacy as a champion tainted because he did it with sure, but he's still one of the greatest players ever.
All right, do say so.
Yeah, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, no question.
When our kids are talking later on, you have a baby, when they're talking about
I'm not putting him in my top five of anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right. That's my point. And I think we thought he would have been.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Kobe, LeBron, those guys, we're not speaking up Kevin Durant in 15 years.
No. Not in that ilk, no.
I mean, he could probably still play 4 or 5 more seasons, Kevin Durant, and we could be having a different discussion next season.
Can we, though? Like, haven't we seen enough at this point? Like, he, now who does he have to go play
all right,
with?
If he came to the Heat and they won a title, would you accuse him of...
Because he'll still be the best wherever he goes.
Ring chasing?
Yeah. I don't think so.
But it's not ring chasing anymore. I don't think...
Well, you're always ring chasing.
...qualifies as that.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between what he did with Golden State, which was, hey, I got to go win a ring so that people take me seriously, to what he's doing now. Like, he's just trying to find the right spot for him.
Listen.
And he hasn't.
Listen, if Steph, Clay, and Draymond showed up to the Hamptons at my house and said, hey, come play with us, everybody's going to go.
I don't blame him for it. I'm just saying that if you look at the totality of his career, mm-hmm. you can kind of poke a hole in him being one of the all-time greats only because that is the only time that he was able to win a championship.
Yeah, but he did it.
He did.
He did it.
I'm not saying he doesn't get the rings.
He was finals MVP. So the biggest series.
Because they were focusing on Steph and Draymond and Clay.
They forgot KD was out there.
Looter in a riot.
Right.
Who's that tall guy over there?
And the fact that Golden State won one without him also doesn't exactly help his case either.
Well, that's what, because they won one without him before he was there.
No,
that's
after,
the one. That,
after.
I thought it was before.
They did. Both. They won one before.
Right, 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 right.
Then they lost in 2016, and they blew a 3-1 lead to LeBron. And then after he left, they won 2 seasons ago without him. They beat the Boston Celtics in the finals.
Yeah, but it's the Celtics.
Good point. Good point.
Great point.
You watched that last game?
Well, that's not the Heat, though. This is not the Heat.
Yeah.
All right. In the playoffs tonight, after
Heat
Celtics.
Move your microphone up a little more. There you go. You were drooping.
Sorry.
Pelicans Thunder tonight, game 4.
Does Luis Zavala have to deal with stuff like this?
At 8:30. Thunder lead that series 3-0. Nuggets, Lakers, game 5. Can LeBron pull off another one facing elimination? He hit 30-plus the other night. They're down 3-1 in that series. Timberwolves, again, did sweep the Suns. Clippers, even the series versus the Mavericks, 2-2. Knicks up 3-1 over the Sixers. Pacers up 3-1 over the Bucks, who were without Giannis and Dame in game 4. And the Magic and the Cavaliers, the least interesting series perhaps in the history of sports, is tied at 2 apiece.
Could have been Miami, man.
I saw a tweet that said they're going to run out of playoff series at some point, and they're going to have to put this on a network that they don't want to put it on. And it turned into a decent series.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, they literally are burying this series on networks. My NBA TV is in the 700s.
I don't even know
my
if I
cable.
Have it. I don't even know if I have it. Yeah. You can go back to the old school days where they played NBA games on tape delay.
This one should be on tape. Just as a throwback.
After Joel Olstein at 1 a.m., you know what I mean?
Yeah, as a throwback, it would be really funny to put this one on tape delay.
Just some grainy video, too. Huh.
Walker, Texas Ranger. During the game.
After Zena.
Zena was bad.
She was bad.
If you're headed to game 4 tonight, by the way, you will get a white Let's Go Heat t-shirt on every single seat at the Kaseya Center today.
Very cool. They've got the LED light-up towels here.
I know. Stepping it up. I've never seen that
before.
For
the Panthers games, neither had I.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. Right. Don't throw it in the bathtub with you. Battle
happen. I don't think it's electric.
I don't know if it has that kind of voltage, right?
The Marlins do play the Nationals at 6:40. They blew a 7-0 lead yesterday. They're 6-23 overall. Worst record in Major League Baseball. Again, 6:40 tonight. That ends their 4-game series, with the Nationals looking to avoid a 4-game sweep. The Herons beat New England on Saturday 4-1. Messi scored a brace. Gremaski was back. He got on the board as well. Luis Suarez made it 4-1. Inter Miami atop the Eastern Conference standings. That Inter Miami update is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Somebody texts in, Andre Iguodala won a finals MVP as well. So let's slow our roll just anointing Kevin Durant one of the greatest of all time because he has a finals MVP.
He's a very good basketball player.
Oh, I'm not arguing. I'm just talking about the ability. A guy like him, you feel, should have the ability to lead a team to an NBA championship. Or, if you want to lower the bar, a single victory in round one of the NBA playoffs.
Better NBA player, Kevin Durant or Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Hold on, but you're saying saying better legacy, right? Better as
no,
it stands
better,
today.
Better player.
Better overall player.
So you're putting together a team.
Yeah.
They're both in their prime.
Prime D Wade or prime KD?
D Wade.
Not even being biased, I think D Wade.
Yeah. I think it's Dwayne. I think young Dwayne was just insane to watch.
But
you need a bucket.
You down by six, and you just need somebody to go out there and get points.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade led the league in scoring.
Dwayne Wade.
Coward.
That guy could make anything a basket. Like that guy.
Dwayne Wade couldn't shoot from behind the arc.
Yes, he
could.
But
that's why he went to the basket.
The clock had to be nearing zero for him to launch a three.
Oh, go watch.
I believe I saw him knock down a Golden State team in his final season with the Miami Heat.
The clock was nearing zero.
That's true, and he had already tried to take one shot. And
getting up blocked.
Dwayne Wade's a better player. KD's a better scorer.
Yeah. That's the point with him, right? It's the scoring. You give it to him all day, but overall player would be D-Wade.
Like Melo. Isn't Melo like that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Melo is.
Melo's a clown, though. Come on.
Melo gonna go, he can go get you 40.
But Dwayne Wade led teams to finals, to championships.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, to start your team around them?
Yeah. Yeah.
The overall, the defense, the leadership and all. That's why I asked you about KD. Honestly, yeah. I don't think KD cares about leading. I think KD wants to just get points and win games.
But I think if you ask that question outside Miami, like outside market that has seen
Kevin Durant 99 out of 100 people.
Right. And that's unfortunate because if you didn't watch Dwayne Wade's full career when he was younger,
I think most people know Dwayne Wade from The Cube.
Right.
No,
yeah, the game show host.
No, yeah,
no. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eight viewers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Check clear. That's all that matters.
Check clear, Mike.
And a million per viewer. That's
my favorite saying.
Bro, Kevin Durant's going to go down as top 10 player of all time. I feel like what we're doing here is disparaging him just a little bit. I think his legacy, his overall legacy as
well,
one
but
of,
how do
one
you
of
account
the greatest.
I haven't disparaged him. I'm the one who's sticking up.
I'm just
for
saying, how do you account for this particular season,
no,
Solana,
I,
and last season, to be quite honest?
I understand that. But again, when we're talking about overall ability on a basketball floor compared to titles and legacy in the greatest of all time or top five debate, whatever you want to do it, I think you have to split the two, because overall ability, nobody in the history of the league was 7 feet and could do the things that he's been able to do on a basketball floor. Even going back to OKC when he wasn't able to get over the hump, this dude was breaking records and was easily the number two player in the NBA other than prime LeBron, which is arguably the greatest player of all time. And he wasn't far behind. Like, that has to count for something.
It does, which is why I split it up into eras.
Right.
I was like, he was running into prime LeBron, prime big three, and then all of a sudden Golden State figured it out, and no one was beating them.
But doesn't that have to translate into something, Solana, is my greater point.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying a championship. I'm just talking about this particular series. Like, LeBron and that Lakers team in this round one are so overmatched by Denver, it's laughable. And they didn't get swept.
LeBron took that game.
And LeBron's 50 years old.
He took that game over.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've just had my eyes open about KD after this particular series.
It's perhaps a mixture of a really bad fit, not a great coaching staff, a bad environment. They've clearly laughed off Frank Vogel for the past 2 or 3 months already, per the reporting from The Athletic, where guys were literally laughing at him while he was trying to fire them up. And, hey, you ran into maybe the best player in the NBA right now in Anthony Edwards and a true legit title contender in the Minnesota Timberwolves, because that team
But don't get swept.
Is unbelievable. I'm with you. Don't get swept. I'm with you.
And if you think Frank Vogel is laughable, do what Giannis did. Get your coach fired at the beginning of the season. Like, honestly, but that's what I'm talking about with Kevin Durant and other guys. It's like he seems to be okay with just, you know, playing it out, and wherever the chips fall, they fall. And it's like Giannis is like, yeah, we're in first place or second place, I want the coach fired. LeBron, you know, we win a whatever, I want the coach fired. Like, it just, like, do some of that stuff.
Is that KD's team to do that? Or is that
wherever
is that
he is
Books,
should
is that
be
Books team at this point?
That's what with KD. I don't if leadership's not the right way, but like being active in all decisions and really trying to build, like LeBron would tell people what to do and get involved and go upstairs and all this. Like KD, I don't know, but it seems like KD drives to play basketball and then goes and lives life. Like, he's not interactive with the organization.
He's in someone else's home everywhere he's gone after OKC. So it's not like Giannis walks into that building in Milwaukee, and it's, oh, hi, sir. Hi, how you doing?
Right.
LeBron maybe took player empowerment to a different level everywhere he went. The one place he couldn't do it was Miami and left because of it, or in part of it. And then you look at – he comes into Devin Booker's house. He comes into Steph Curry's house, where those are the leading voices there. Everywhere he's gone outside OKC, basically he's always – he's asking, can I use the bathroom, right? He's not telling people where the bathroom is.
But in Brooklyn, like, he put that team together. He signed off on Steve Nash being the coach. The biggest criticism, biggest criticism from the Brooklyn Nets staff after he left, and we kind of started to find out what went wrong there, was that Kevin Durant wasn't vocal enough. When things got iffy with Kyrie Irving off
Kyrie,
the floor,
he was just kind of like,
he wanted to take
a back. Not my spot. And you're like, well, wait a second. You're the guy that wanted him here. Yeah. You're the guy who signed off on Steve Nash. Like, at some point, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll just say you're not going to win a Vezina with that kind of.
Not with that attitude.
Attitude, yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.